Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Time to get after it. Happy Friday. Coffee check, spray tan check. Intern Joe ready to go. We're getting a check up from the neck up. Thank you guys for tuning in. 70 for the high today. It is the 2nd of May. I will say this. Some of us really struggled to pronounce certain words. Anyone have a hard time spelling the word vacuum? Or restaurant, 585-252-9800. We'd love to hear which words you just can't spell.
I can't spell any word.
Well, you can spell words.
Not really. I can spell and.
All
right. Or am.
Spell hypothesis.
Can't do it. Can't do it. And you can't pronounce words. Like, you ruin every single saying. What did you say? Tip for tat.
Yeah, tip for tat.
Nope, that's not it.
That's what happens when you go to a tattoo parlor. You tip for the tat.
That's tip for tat. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's where I got it from when I got my...
When you got your sleeve.
Yeah.
It's all in white ink. You can't see it.
Yeah, but. No, I got the invisible ink.
Yeah.
So I lost it this morning during commercial break. Earlier in the show, I got my hands on a 911 call. And the operator asked this gentleman to spell out the name of his street. So they can send paramedics to tend to his wife. And he could not do it. The guy put his wife's life at risk. Take a listen to the 911 call and which word he was struggling with.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up.
Okay, sir, can you give me your address?
Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive.
Okay, could you spell that for me, sir?
I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
I'm going to drag her to Oak Street. You can just get her next door, okay?
I'm sorry. Where was that?
Eucalyptus.
Where was the... They were in the south, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, she got attacked by a warthog, which is basically... It's like a wild boar.
Yeah,
it's a pig.
Yeah.
It's got the tusk. Those things are fast.
It's a Kumba, essentially.
Yeah. That's what it is.
What?
Hakuna Matata.
What? I'm going to drag her over to Coke Street.
it's just.
I'm going to drag her to Oak Street because I can spell that one.
Right.
I can spell Oak. O-A-K.
One more time for the people in the back.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, my wife got attacked by a warthog real bad, and I need someone to come up with an ambulance and pick her up. Okay, sir. Can you give me your address? Yeah, we're at 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
So much more admin.
It's a lot of admin. She's like, you idiot, just Google it. They probably don't have, like, ran out of data.
It's eucalyptus is not an easy word to spell. It's not.
Can you spell it?
No. No.
E-U. Hold on, I guess.
No.
E-U-C. Anyways.
I don't think there's a U in there.
He's right so far.
Is there?
He is right.
Yeah.
There's a Y somewhere. I know that for certain.
100%. Which words do you guys struggle with? Breeze?
Every word, but specifically, I don't know. I do a lot of like simple words. Like apparently I can't spell.
Apparently could be difficult.
Apparently you can't spell.
Special is hard for me, which just, you know, pronunciation sucks. But like the typical restaurant necessary, obviously. Kitchen is hard for me.
Kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, this seems pretty basic.
Yeah, I'm all over. That's the thing about me. I have range.
Yeah, it's the small words, like vacuum. I can never, anytime I write down vacuum or type it in, they got to autocorrect it for me. I'm like, how do I continue to get this word wrong? What's yours?
Yesterday, when I was typing up something, I couldn't get the word spatial.
Spatial?
Couldn't be me.
Like, yeah.
S-P-A-C...
No.
I-A-L.
Wrong.
Spatial.
I thought it was with a C. It's with a T.
Oh,
S-P-A-T-I-A-L.
What is that?
Like spatial awareness.
Oh, I see.
Like taking up space.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought there would be a T there.
Right. That's. I was like, why does autocorrect keep thinking that I'm saying special? I'm not saying special. I'm talking about space.
Lindsay says, I cannot for the life of me spell guaranteed. So now I just try to never use the word because it pisses me off.
So I am so bad at spelling. I'm so bad at reading, like all of the things, right? But the one word that pisses me off to the end of time when people can't use correctly or spell correctly is the word lose. Whenever people use it, they always write out loose.
Right. L-O-O-S-E.
I'm like, that's not it.
Right.
Like, that is so commonly messed up.
It's like, I'm sorry that your friend is a looser.
Literally.
Back in the day.
I want to loose my mind. I've just loosed some weight.
Back in the day when I was an intern at PXY, I was in charge of putting the song and the titles into the system. And Scott Spisano was like Ron Burgundy at the time. So he would just read whatever I wrote. Well, Beyonce had her song out, Lose My Breath. But he's like, all right, coming up next is Lose My Breathe on PXY. Let's go to the phones real quick. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Ezra. Who is this?
Oh.
Seriously?
You called us, bro.
Seriously, Ezra?
Yeah, you asked my name. Now I'm asking you too.
Okay, that's fair enough. My name is Moose. That's Breezy.
You listen to our show, I hope.
How can we help you?
Unless you're calling random numbers, which is also strange.
Are you a solicitor?
No, not at all. Not
am I late on my car insurance? What's happening here?
What's happening?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay. What's up, bro?
In reference to what you guys are speaking to, so I typically listen to you on the way to work.
Okay.
And I know that eucalyptus is one of the most difficult words to spell, but if I struggle with anything, I'm going to have to say it's the words necessary, disappointed, and decision.
You don't have a hard time saying them. You have a hard time spelling them.
Spelling them,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I usually end up substituting the C's for S's or vice versa. And I just wanted to come on. And so I say a lot of people struggle to pronounce or spell words.
Sure.
Don't let it get to you. It's not the end of the world. Actually, my girlfriend has trouble spelling the word.
Oh, you have
restaurant.
A girlfriend? I'm sorry. What word was that?
She has problems with restaurant baguette, and diarrhea. I'm sorry.
In
I'm
that sorry. Order.
That was probably gross.
No, order, I honestly have trouble with restaurant myself.
I have trouble with every word. I can't spell to save my life. So, yeah, it's really tough.
What, Ezra, what, humor us. What's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, I don't think I need to tell you that.
Okay. That's totally fine.
You haven't named her yet, have you?
That's totally fine. You don't have to, buddy. She has trouble spelling restaurant, baguette, and of course, diarrhea, right?
Diarrhea, yeah.
Where did you meet your girl at?
AMF Bowling on Dewey Avenue.
That's a good spot.
Believe it or not, she hit on me.
I love it.
Crazy.
I love it, you silver tongue devil. What was the vibe? What were you wearing?
Well, I was just wearing a nice pair of slacks, a nice button-up shirt, because when I go out in public, I like to present myself in the neatest way possible.
Sure.
Sure.
It was enough for her. Gentleman. It was enough for her.
It was enough.
For everyone else to turn heads at AMF.
It was enough. Yeah. I mean, most people would think it was the other way around, that I hit on her, but that's not the case.
No.
Right.
And, you know, it's fun. I was made fun of a lot in school because I always had trouble with words and spelling, but she's never made me feel stupid, and I always appreciated that about her.
Oh, good, man.
What a love story. That's amazing.
And how far along are you guys in your relationship, Ezra?
Well, it's getting serious. We're coming up on 6 months.
Hey!
Absolutely crushing it. Wait, amazing.
Good for you, man. We love to hear that. Well, hey, we tip our hats to you, Ezra, and your anniversary of 6 months with you and your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you guys should do? You should go back to AMF and celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I hate that place.
All right. Hey, listen, before you go, spell necessary.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do this.
It's okay. It's we won't put you on the spot. Dude, have the best Friday, Ezra. Appreciate you calling up, buddy.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you as well. Thank you.
Bye, King.
Why do I get the impression that this guy's a freak in the sheets?
Not him hating the place he went on.
He's like, no, I hate that place. What do they say? Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to deliver the news. It's not my choice, but these things happen. A lot of people are in uproar, absolutely up in arms on the west side of the city because Jim's at the mall, the cherished dining spot, is closing. It will not be there in Grace Ridge Mall on May 16th.
It's a bummer.
Last day is May 15th after, you know, leaving the long time spot. The patrons are in disbelief and they're calling for action. They are not going to take this lying down, I'll tell you that much. A sign outside the restaurant revealed that the closure came as a shock and they had to move because that's what was going on in their contract. They wrote literally a J.K. Rowling novel outside of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Dear, I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Well, does it state why they're closing?
It's too long. No. Not really.
Just like we got bored?
Yeah.
Because they,
it was more, so by the mall.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It has something to do with the mall at Grease Ridge. But what was the name before? Critics? I think it was Critics before it was Jim's.
Yeah, it was Critics back.
Since the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, 67.
The petition has already garnered 300 signatures within 2 hours. And now has more than 1,000. So people are not having it. And given the fact that it's not their choice to leave, they're hoping that they can have any say or move the needle in any way to get them to stay, given the fact that it is the mall's decision.
Yeah. It's a knife to the gut when you lose some of your favorite places. It's how I felt when they got rid of Buckman's Bakery in Greece. That place was around for, I don't know, over 100 years, and then they knocked it down to put up a Walgreens, which then went out of business a couple of years later.
There's literally no greater shock than rolling up to your favorite joint that you frequent and there being a sign on the door. This happened to me with Carrot Company out in Victor years ago. I went there so much. I went there 3 to 4 times a week that they named a broth bowl after me.
Oh, that's when you know you made it.
And I literally just went there for a routine lunch, and there was a sign on the door.
We're closing.
No explanation. It was, being ghosted by a restaurant is tough.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
That's really
that's
tough.
Really
that
tough.
That is like the lowest of the low, truly.
We're going to see what happens with gyms because, like you said, people are not taking this lying down.
They are not. That petition is a rolling.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy. Yeah. We need Caller 8 right now to go head-to-head with our girl for your chance at a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul on July 6th at Darien Lake Amphitheater. We're giving you a chance to win these tickets before they go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Call us now, 585-252-9800. We do it next on the show. Good luck.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy! 585-252-9800
for Can't Be Breezy. This is your shot to win tickets to go see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Darien Lake July 6th. We got your chance to win them before you can buy them this morning. And we need Caller 8 right now.
Let's go to the phone.
But they do go on sale today, correct?
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
PXY, who's this?
Woo, it's Rachel.
Well, Rachel, I love the energy this Friday. Where are you calling from?
Rochester.
Rochester? Oh,
love that for you.
All right, well, good luck. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're Caller 8!
Let's get it.
All right, Rachel, talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
Never, ever. She's my girl. Love you long time.
No, I love you
oh, my
much.
God.
We're obsessed with each other. Good luck.
All right, bye, Breeze. All right, Joe, stay here. You're going to keep score for me. Let's get right into it. Rachel, question number one. How many total numbers are on a dartboard?
I think 20.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Going with 20. Let's go to question number two. What is the world's tallest animal?
Giraffe.
Going with the giraffe. Question number three. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar?
Oh, Arby's.
Going with Arby's. Big fast food girly?
No, I used to work there. That's how I know.
Let's go to question number four. Rachel, finish the lyrics.
Oh, boy.
To this famous Wiz Khalifa song, No Sleep.
Okay.
Ready? And...
I apologize. I couldn't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No, I couldn't hear it.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know how to help you with that. All right. We'll go back around.
Can
no
you
worries.
Say it one more time, if that's up to you.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Here we go. Ready? And...
party all day, party all night. Say you want to party, let's party all right.
All right, is that your final answer?
I guess.
All right, she's going with it. And question number five. What is oil used for in an engine? We're looking for only one word here, Rachel. What is oil used for in an engine?
What's oil used for in an engine?
In a car engine.
To lubricate the motor?
Okay, that's the final answer. We're locking you in. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Intern Joe, Rachel, we're going to tally your answers up here.
Okay.
Breeze.
How did we do, my queen?
Breeze, you got your work cut out for you this morning. Rachel just went 5 for 5.
Classic. Why do we even play this game anymore? There's no shot. I have no chance.
Breezy, I feel like this could come down to a tiebreaker this morning.
Perfect.
Yeah, right. Let's go to question number one. Breezy, Rachel, sit tight. How many total numbers are on a dartboard? 'Cause you've played darts. We played darts together at the bar.
We did?
Yeah.
your blackout.
She was getting after it.
You guys are annoying.
3 seconds.
20?
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. Breezy, what is the world's tallest animal?
A giraffe.
You sure?
I think.
That's fine. Question number three. What fast food restaurant sells the beef and cheddar?
Checkers?
Do we have one of those? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that that's...
Go with your gut.
Beef and cheddar? Well, maybe it's Arby's. I ruined the day with Arby's, but Arby's?
Final answer?
I guess.
I need an answer.
Arby's.
Question number four, Breezy. Finish the lyrics to this famous Wiz Khalifa song, No Sleep.
Party all day long.
Question number.
I saw Wiz Khalifa at CMAC. That was crazy.
Oh, he's the best.
I don't know how that was a thing, but.
And last question, Breezy. What is oil used for in a car engine? We're looking for one word here. What is the oil used for?
Lube? Oh, like, yeah, lube. To, like, lube it up. You know, just a little lubester.
All right, Rachel, you there?
No, what happened?
Yep, I'm here.
Stupid.
Okay, we are looking at a tie right now. Do you want to go to the...
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's 5 out of 5. Do you want to go to a tiebreaker?
Of course.
You can risk it all. Breeze?
I'm right. Yeah, sure.
All right, it's whoever answers first. You got to scream your name.
Scream my name?
Yeah.
Breezy. Breezy.
Okay, ready?
Oh.
Here's the tiebreaker.
Wait, are we screaming our name or are we screaming the answer?
Well,
what are we screaming?
Yeah,
you're screaming your name and then I'm going to go to you.
Rachel!
Right. Here we go. Aquanet was a brand of what?
Ah, Breezy!
Oh, hairspray.
Oh. I was going to say lotion, but that's Aquanet.
Intern Joe, who got it?
Rachel answered first.
Yeah. She did, because Breezy was going to say...
Lotion.
Lotion. Lube, yeah, right. Lube. Hey, Rachel, you're going to go see Wiz Khalifa! She goes summertime. And Sean Paul.
Party. Okay, quick story before we let you go. When I was in the 7th grade, it was my dad's job to come get me from school. He only did this once a year because he couldn't bear. He rolled up at 7 p.m., Bumping Temperature by Sean Paul. Mortifying. Tumbleweeds were rolling across. I was the only soul left at the building. The janitors had gone home. Everyone was gone. He was like, I got the right temperature. I was like, I gotta go.
Wait, no, hold on a second.
Bump it to the
stage. No, so I'm like,
Breezy?
Sean Paul's traumatic for me.
In 3,
I love it.
2, 1. Uh-oh.
Should I get it
Here
up?
Here we go.
Should I get it up? Yeah. It's just the
Here
instrumental.
Here we go.
This is the end of the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to sing it for us.
That's the instrumental.
All right, Rachel, thank you. Congratulations. Stay on the line. I'm going to get all your info. And we got more chances coming up this morning for you guys to win tickets to Sean Paul and Wiz Khalifa on PXY Mornings.